got it bad coming up in the hood, but being from the suburbs don't mean it's all good. Ask Chris, he comes from a rich ass family, but traded all in just to live with some sanity. His pops is the CEO of a company that brings in billions. He lives the life of luxury. Pressure from work makes him feel like a mess, so he turns to the liquor to relieve all his stress, and that makes things worse. But you know he can't call it, he can't help it. Chris's dad's an alcoholic, so he gets drunk at night and he needs to release. And he feels all this rage towards his wife named Denise. He's abusive, you know how that would go. Reach back like a pimp and smack the hoe. All the while Chris watches from his room scared to death, cause he knows after his mother that he would be next to catch a beatdown for no reason, poor kid. Crawled under his bed, closed his door and he hid. Lucky for him, last night he never got beat. His dad was way too busy with Denise. Next morning eating breakfast, he broke down and cried. Looked in his mother's face with two black eyes. His dad started yelling and took a glass of juice. Slammed against the wall, here comes verbal abuse. What you crying for, you baby? Are you sick? You lucky that you have me, cause you ain't gon' be shit. From my hood to your hood, life's fucked up. Play the cards you was dealt, but you might get stuck. From the ghetto to the suburbs, you gotta realize, just open your eyes. From my hood to your hood, life's fucked up. Play the cards you was dealt, but you might get stuck. From the ghetto to the suburbs, you gotta realize, just open your eyes. Now it's another sad day, Chris is off to class. Sad and depressed from the night that passed. So he can't pay attention or do his work. Forced to suffer through life cause his pop's a jerk. He ain't got no friends, he don't know how to act. School counselor says he's got social problems, in fact. He doesn't fit in, but the kids don't know. The abuse he endures got his self-esteem low. So he's all by himself with nobody to talk to. Paces through the halls, head down as he walked through. He really hates school, but won't leave it alone. Cause anywhere on earth is better than home. But the bell rings and he's forced to leave. Walking home, head down, wiping tears with his sleeve. Gets home and he sees his mom soaking in the tub. High out of mind from prescription drugs. She says, I'm sorry for the way life is. It wasn't supposed to be like this when I had kids, but things got bad and I don't know why. Sometimes I just wanna overdose and die. He heard everything that she said in his ear, but those were the things that he didn't wanna hear. His mother contemplated suicide every day, but he really couldn't blame her cause he felt the same way. From my hood to your hood, life's fucked up. Play the cards you was dealt, but you might get stuck. From the ghetto to the suburbs, you gotta realize, just open your eyes. From my hood to your hood, life's fucked up. Play the cards you was dealt, but you might get stuck. From the ghetto to the suburbs, you gotta realize, just open your eyes. Look, daddy's home, but nobody's happy. Soon as he hit the door, he just started snapping. Told his mom, hey bitch, you sat around to sleep? There better be some food on the table to eat. Pops got out of work around 2 and stopped at the bar for a drink or two. Or maybe 10 or 12 by the way that he's acting. Turned to Chris and he just started snapping. He said, hey Chris, what you learn in school? Probably not much cause you're a fucking fool. Got a girlfriend, any friends to play games? That's what I thought cause you're a fucking shame. Every word his dad said made his anger build to the point where he wanted to see his dad killed. I don't know, he must have hit his breaking point. He just felt rage and to make his point, snuck in the gun cabinet later that night. Told his mom that everything would be alright. He stepped to his dad while he's counting his pay and said, listen up, I got something to say. You abused me and my mom for not doing shit. As far as our lives go, you ruined it. Yeah, you make a lot of money, but we don't ever see it. He pulled out a gun, closed his eyes and squeezed it. Chris's dad was such a high profile man, they would have never thought he'd do anything wrong to his son. So Chris ended up being convicted for murder. His mother was left all by herself and later committed suicide. What a sad, sad story. That shit ain't gangster, man.
That's a goddamn shame.